Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Literally just sent out the email to join this group like 5 minutes ago. So I know that no one's on here yet because obviously not, probably no one's read the email and no one's joined, but I wanted to get on here and talk about what we usually do to get what we want, to manifest what we want, and why it doesn't work. Because I was stuck in this for so long, thinking, especially for the last year, thinking I knew that this guy that I was in love with, right, was in love with me, and I knew that we were supposed to be together, and I couldn't figure out how to make it work. And it was the typical pattern with all my relationships, trying so hard to be supportive, be there, and kind of, in a weird way, earn love. Now, I would never have said that back then, but, you know, you think if you could be supportive enough, be there, be available enough, just, you know, be understanding enough, then maybe it would work, right? And really, when we give all that up and we just surrender the whole thing and just know that this thing is going to happen, right? We don't have to micromanage. We don't have to control it. We don't have to do anything but be the person that calls that in. We don't have to worry about how the outcome is going to happen. I already know that I am going to be married to him, and, well, obviously now, right? Because I've already manifested him as my future husband. We're already dating. He's already said several times, I want to marry you. I'm going to marry you. So it's there. And I know without a doubt that we're going to be married. But I had to surrender the control. I had to let go. And not only did I have to let go energetically between us, or energetically, like inside of me, but I also had to let go of control between us. I had this huge, like, masculine energy thing going on between us, and I had to learn to trust him, which is very hard, right? To learn to trust someone when they're not as available as you want them to be, or they're not available because over the last year he wasn't. And I had to learn to trust that he was going to show up and start being available, that he was going to be my future husband and start acting like that. But it's so hard when you look at your outside circumstances and everything tells you it's not going to happen. But what you have to do is you have to stay in the belief and keep focused on that and stop looking at what you think is possible and stop changing things around because, oh, maybe this isn't going to happen, but you have to keep stepping forward in faith. And for me, I had to let go of the whole thing, stop pursuing him, right? I wasn't doing a great job of pursuing because it wasn't working. That's the whole point, right? But stop being available, stop putting myself out there, stop and just walk away and surrender. And went and then just trust that he was going to show up. And when I did that, everything changed, right? But I also had to surrender to the universe and just allow it to happen however it was going to happen. Now, we have such a hard time surrendering anything, right? We want to know how we're going to get the thing, how it's going to happen, how long is it going to take, when is it going to be there? And we keep micromanaging that. And then in relationships, we keep trying to take control. We keep trying to fix it. We keep trying to meddle into it, right? And that never works. And it just ends up us, it ends up We just end up feeling depleted, confused, exhausted, and tired. And then we just get frustrated because it's not working. Well, it's not working because you're messing with it, right? But if we just trust that that's going to happen, then that's going to happen. Now, I was talking to my Why? Don't think I've ever used this word. Mother? No, wait. Stepmother. I have never called her that. The other day, just call her by her name. That's so weird. Anyway, I was talking to her the other day, and just about my relationship, and she's like, "You need to get that man to commit to you." I'm like, just because he's not acting in a certain way that you think that I'm fine with and you think that it's not right doesn't mean he's not committed. And that's the thing. Like, you have to trust when maybe it doesn't look like I've built so much trust up with myself, the universe, and with him. Like, I have so much trust, right? So usually this situation would have bothered me, but it doesn't bother me. And it doesn't mean that he's not committed. It's not even a big deal. It really isn't. But if you are so much in fear that you can't let go and trust, life is gonna suck. Life is really gonna suck. And that's where we get burnt out. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I will see you tomorrow on tomorrow's Facebook Live. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.